I'm just saying, man, I work too hard to be drinking shit at the bottom of the bottle.
Yeah, plastic bottles is a no-no, especially now that you're 30 years old. You're 30 plus and you're drinking plastic bottles, you should be ashamed of yourself. Stop it.
I work too hard and my stress is too high to be drinking bottom shit, okay?
Right.
I'm working too hard and my stress is too high. I need something that...
My stress high, so my living got to be up high.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know what? I'm really thinking about it. I don't think I've drank vodka for real. Like, it's the last time I seriously drank vodka was probably like 2012.
Yep. I graduated college, and that was it.
I used to be part of Belvy gang. I used to drink Belvy a lot. But,
you and brother.
Yeah. I drank Belvy with AJ, too. The last time I drank vodka, long time ago, was off a woman's body. Okay, long time ago. Yo, we poured it on her. Hey, listen.
That's on some stroke squad activities.
Yeah, exactly. I was gonna say before he was the commissioner. He was the president of the stroke squad.
long time ago. I'm just say that, you know, it was tasty. I'll just say that.
Kick City.
Welcome, everybody. This is your host with the most, aka Black Ranger, AJJ Almighty, if you're on my IG, but that's a whole nother story. Welcome to Kick City, episode 13 of season 2, 33 and all together. We're glad to have y'all with us listening tonight. You know, I just want to figure out simple things. How everybody week going? Marco, talk to me. How your week been?
Week is going well. Trying to get through the week, getting ready for Hype Mania, getting some things done behind the scenes. We'll be dropping some information here to y'all real soon.
All right. What about you, Blaze?
I'm good, man. Chilling. Week been good. Really can't complain too much. Same old. Family good, people good. So blessed once again, ready for the weekend to get cracking.
Amen to that. Mama Fiend, talk to us. How your week been?
Week's been great. Went to the doctor, checked on baby girl. She's doing amazing. Kids are great. I can't complain. Everything's good over here.
All right. That's what I like to hear. Well, you know, we're going to start it off. We're going to talk about Fresh Kick Friday. So want to know what everybody's going to be rocking tomorrow, despite what the weather may be. I'll start off and go first. I think I wore these before, but I think I didn't wear them right. So I'm going to be in the Air Jordan 1 Zoom, very comfortable. Make sure you wear a force field, because if not, they will get the creasing. But very comfortable shoe. I like it. I switched the laces. So for all you people that be getting mad at me because I talk about switching laces, I did on this one. So switch to the red on this. What you going to be rocking, Marco?
I'm going to undead stock the Oregon 5s that I got off the trade block. So
yes, sir. Shout out to trade block.
Yes, sir.
Premium.
Blaze, what you got?
I wore these today. I've been wearing these quite a few times, but I don't know if I posted this. I got these last week. And so Jordan
1. Those are beautiful.
Did I get these? This Jordan 1 Low Spades. So I really
those
like
them. Those are beautiful.
Been wearing these quite a few. So yeah, love them. They dope. Definitely a summertime sneaker. So yeah, I've been Lowe's and Air Maxes this summer. So since I've been striking out on the sneakers app, and so I don't want to talk about that again. So feels like I've been talking about sneakers app, saying F you to sneakers app, but I don't want to get into it. So
I feel like sneaker app need to understand how we feel. But you know, I'm sorry. Mama Fiend, talk to us. What you gonna be rocking?
Another garage find. I'm wearing my Venus and Serena High Retro 1. Yo, look, AJ, like I was telling them when we, before you got on, these shoes actually came from City Gear off Prospect 7 years ago. Never knew that till today.
I would have never knew that either. I don't even remember like seeing them. Like,
I know.
You need to, you lucky small foot woman.
Yeah, this is definitely a 7Y. So yeah, I was like, okay, yeah. We'll wear these tomorrow.
That's them little feet man can wear them. They're probably going to be upset, but you know. That's a whole new story. So, of course, you know, another week has passed and, you know, 7 days in a week. Hopefully, no, ain't nobody, you know, got too weak in them 7 days a week. Maybe somebody picked up things throughout this week. So, we was talking about the latest pickups that we got for this week. I guess I'll start with my Nike Air Max Ones.
There you go.
They got this... But I want to call it like that Texas orange color to it.
Those are beautiful.
I thought it was going to be like a brighter orange when I got it, but I kind of like that orange, like how I got to it. So I finally picked up a shoe that probably everybody can know what I'm talking about. It's not one of these Converses I'm out here in right now. So, but I got something else coming hopefully next week for y'all. But this week I picked these up and I feel it's a great pickup. I love the leather on it. The only thing I don't like, I thought it was going to be lead on the inside, but it's not. But other than that, I love it. Marco, what you pick up?
Nothing for me this week. I do have something on the way, so I'll talk about that next week. But nothing for me this week. AJ, I will tell you, leather sock liners are not all they're hyped up to be, man. Those things end up blistering up your feet. I will tell you that. So it's probably best you didn't have a leather sock liner there. But like I said, nothing for me. Blaze, what you get?
I got the Air Max 90 white polkas. I like those polka dot ones that they have like a shimmer. They're like a shimmer, but I got the other ones. They're like white, black, and gray. So I like the sneaker a lot. And so since I'm striking out on Jordans, there I go getting another pair of Air Maxes. So Air Max 90s, white polkas. So yes. Poke me, baby. Pause.
Yeah. Whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait a minute.
Time out.
Yeah. Well, alrighty then.
Baby, don't poke me no more, you know. But poke me. Yeah.
Well, we know you've been doing that, Blaze.
You know, hey, August.
We know you've been poking, but I didn't pick up anything this week. I bought 6 pairs of shoes and none were for me.
What? Are you okay?
6.
That's a lot of shoes. You only got 2 feet.
I got 3 kids.
Yeah, you know. Step back like James Harden. But you know, hey.
Big facts. Yeah, the comeback is real next week because the kids are taking care of everybody got 2 pair of shoes.
Okay. Well, don't they still got your shoes for school too? Or that them summertime shoes?
They know they're gonna be dogged by next month.
Exactly.
These kids is growing, and y'all had a good sale last week, so get a couple licks.
Okay. All right. You know,
y'all had a good sale. Shout out to y'all. The baby got the 4s and some forces. And a 1C. Fresh out the womb.
Right. Can't even walk. Can't even walk. It's going to be crispy. There's grown folks out here.
Period.
Shoot, you better than me, Shireen. I'm going to put my kids in pro kids until like 13 years old. So,
he's lying.
Watch me work.
He's lying.
Watch Blaise me work.
They're going to
be having Fred Flintstone feet by the end of my time. They think
the way your feet are set up.
Exactly.
Man, look at to set up.
Put them in like Chucks and Vans or something.
AJ, them Converses.
Hey, them Converse. You know the Converse. Converse is gonna be way by the time they get about 10, 11, it's gonna be the new wave. You gotta be ahead of
them. Trendsetter.
I'm trying to be.
Okay, on mine.
Hey, the jeans, shorts, and the boots. Yeah, trendsetter. Yeah.
Hey, you know, I still got to pull that one out. But Blaze, them pro kids, let me know how them kids like it when they walk into middle school.
And
you got it, boss.
And you got to get pulled into the parent teacher conference. They're gonna ask what you do for a living.
shoot. What? I'm a big black man. Them white teachers gonna think I'm poor anyway. So you right. know. I'm a grocery store employee. I'm gonna tell them I work at Price Chopper. I'm a bagger.
Bagger. All right. So let's go. That's going to end us for what people picked up out this week. You know, next week, I know I'm pretty sure everybody's going to have something. It seems like something to show off for everybody. So, Ms. Shireen, I'm going to go ahead and, you know, stop talking for a moment. I'm going to throw this into her take and let you take over.
Thank you for letting the sheriff take over, you know, sheriff of, you know, Kick City. But, all right, so it looks like this has been a long year for Nike. Nike has been in the news pretty much every month since 2021 started, with people, you know, using their mama's accounts at Nike, with people going to prison for trying to extort Nike. That's coming soon, guys. I just learned about that today. But this is another one that just popped up a couple days ago. Shout out to Complex. They always keep me informed on what is going on. But this one is about, it says, Nike says bots won't help you get exclusive access on sneakers. Now, for sneakerheads out there, you know, they've changed their exclusive access. They've changed it also to where mostly they are a draw. So after confirming last month that an update is coming from the sneakers exclusive app launch, this model Nike has provided another light layer of insight on how to cop exclusive sneakers. Today, the brand shares a post that it was saying to provide members with exclusive products that they'll enjoy. The content engagement is letting you get notified as well as tuning into Sneakers app live sessions, which will let you know there's more ways of getting the exclusive shoes. Now, us being into shoes, you have to pay attention, or they'll have their shock drops or their shock draws, as they've been doing lately, in like shock restocks. So they're getting on top of the button, setting up multiple new accounts on your mobile devices, but it won't increase your chances and it could result in users getting blocked from the launch access. Now, I know some people that are in the sneaker world that have 4 or 5 phones just for this. Yeah, you know what I'm saying, AJ? Mm-hmm. Some people have 4 or 5 phones just to try and get access to the shoes and are catching on to it. Now, Nike, here's my thing. You're going to get your money regardless. Why do you care? I guess they care about, you know what I'm saying? This is a $1 billion company. You're going to get your coins. Nothing's going to go not unsold, even up to as high as 18. So my thing is, let the people buy the shoes. I understand where they're coming from, trying to stop the bots with like the resellers. But let us just get our shoes. I think the draws are stupid. I feel like they should just go back to the old school days of none of this shit and just open up the doors on release days, let us order them, continue to do your shock drops, things like that. So, well, I guess we'll continue to see. I'll keep you guys posted on this, because it says, again, Nike once again reminds users that members who are lucky enough to receive the exclusive access to limited release sneakers may not always have a chance to purchase the product in their preferred sizes. And the product is available on a limited basis. Why limited when there's big warehouses full of shoes? Why does it have to be limited? That's the question. And I think it's stupid. I'm going to turn it over to Marco. What do you think about this?
I think as far as draws, I really don't mind the draws. I actually prefer to have a little bit more time to get on there and put my entry in versus having to be on there right at 9 o'clock and hope that I beat the bots and all that stuff. So I'm kind of cool with that, to be honest with you. Exclusive access rarely ever happens for me. And I think even if I do what they told me to do to get exclusive access, I don't think I'm going to get it very often. So that doesn't really matter to me. But the draws, I get it that a lot of people are upset about them. But for me, I honestly prefer to draw. It means I can take my time. I can make sure all my information is correct. I'm not in there at 9 o'clock rushing to get my stuff in there and make sure that I click next day shipping or something like that. And you know, it just makes it easier to me because you got 10 minutes to get in there and put your entry in at least. But I digress. Blaze, what you think?
Yeah, I just think it's very inconsistent across the board, honestly. The draws or however you get them, either at 9 o'clock or 9:10, it really doesn't matter to me. And they're really not shutting off the bots, because what about East Bay? What about Foot Locker? What about Foot Action? Mm-hmm. What about Finish Line? Like they're not doing draws for them. So the bots are going to eat up on those websites. And so, everybody's trying to jump into something. It's very inconsistent. It's not universal. I mean, like, we just got done talking about marijuana, and marijuana has now become very inconsistent in the United States. They either need to make it one way or the other, across the board. And so I really don't like the inconsistencies of it. And that's just with me. So member access really doesn't mean anything to me. I mean, like, I've hit probably out of 5 years on the sneakers app, I probably had exclusive access a handful of times. And it's faulty, and it gives you false hope. And so don't hype me up with a good time. It's foreplay without the happy ending. And so I'll just leave it at that when it comes to member access and draws and all that stuff. And so, you know, you get what you can get. You know, like the Air Maxes I got today, they're on Sneakers app and they're on the Nike desktop or the Nike app. I'm gonna try to get them for the Sneakers app. So hopefully they see the money that I'm putting in, and hopefully I can get exclusive access. So, you know, that's just false hope in my mind. And so it's worthless. And for them to give an explanation is a waste of time, but I guess good effort from Nike, but not really. Sorry, not sorry in that case. So very inconsistent across the board. So yeah, that's all I've got. AJ, what's your thoughts?
So how do you get exclusive access? Like, do you got to spend so much money and then you get bumped up to like this VIP level of
stuff? That's what I was thinking, you know, like other companies have Winner Circle, Finish Line, you know, you have certain rewards points with Foot Locker. That's what I was thinking.
So Nike is supposed to be your activity on the Sneakers app. The more activity you have on the Sneakers app, the more they see you engaging with the app, the more likely you are to get exclusive access.
I have a question. What if you're accessing, but you're just taking L's? I feel like that should be taken into account. If you're on there actively week after week trying.
It's not just trying on shoes. You got to be actually like watching the stories, watching the different comic strips. Engaging with the app, not just getting on there to buy shoes. The people that are getting on there just to buy shoes are getting punished. So basically that's exactly what's going to happen. If you're just getting on there to try and get shoes every Saturday, you're never going to win. Basically, you got to get on there and try and actively engage in it. Like, for instance, a couple of weeks ago when they had that dunk that was the red, white, and blue dunk that came out, they had a whole backstory behind it, which is how I got all that information that I got on it. You had to engage in something like that. Or when Marcus Jordan gets on there and has like a whole live, you got to engage in stuff like that. Yeah, so basically they just want to see that you actually on their app other than just buy shoes. And that's how they give you exclusive access.
Makes sense. Basically you got to dedicate your time to this app to get exclusive access.
Too much.
Or at least have it running in the background, something like
that. Right, you know. Exactly. Yeah, this buy it, not buy it, get it. I'm like, I'm with you, Shereen. Let me just go ahead and wake up early in the morning. Let me go ahead and get in line and go get my shit. Let me order it online if I can order it online. If I can't, I remember the time back in the day, you can go to the mall noon, 1 o'clock and find a shoe that just came out. Like,
facts.
The buy thing really, I guess, because I'm not into that life. I don't understand it. Like,
you gotta pay for those.
Yeah, like, I gotta pay for it, and hopefully I get my money back by buying all these shoes. Like, I gotta buy the bots, then I gotta make sure I hit buy all the shoes. Mm-hmm. Then I gotta turn around, try to sell all these shoes. Mm-hmm. It's just way too much going on. Like, I struggle with two phones and trying to win on two phones. Like, I couldn't imagine having all that other stuff. So, I don't want to sit here and just ramble about it. So I don't care about the Bucks. If you win, you win. You lose, you lose. Because I've been losing a lot. And I guess I'm about to just start looking at Sneak App and just have it running all day. And hopefully they can give me some exclusive access on things.
That's smart. You smart.
That's the least I could do. I just have it playing all day in my pocket.
Just let the app run.
Right.
You smart.
You got any closing thoughts for us?
I agree, AJ. Why can't we just go online and just, you know what I'm saying? Like we used to. Nike, I understand, like a lot of people who love shoes, we don't care about the backstories. You're going to make your money regardless. Just let us have access. I understand the bots and the resellers, but y'all reselling shit within your own company. Now what?
We ain't gonna see him. We shouldn't see him for a while.
Nah, but I digress. But I'm done with my her take for this week. Before I could talk about this all day because Nike, something's got to change. It's more, it's just talk, but we'll see. But I'm going to turn it over to you and Blaze for Black on Black Crime.
So I'll take over for this one. Black on Black Crime. I just, it just random thoughts that come to my head. I just came from my wife's baby shower. Yeah, that's exactly what comes on top of my head. So just came to my wife's baby shower. She had a baby shower for work and just trying to scramble and do all that. And so shout out for the people that did the baby shower for my wife and all that. So mulatto number 3 on the way for me. And so it just kind of thought in my mind is like, the top 3 places to wear your most exclusive or most expensive or whatever heat sneakers you want to wear. So I'll just give you guys my number 3. Number 3 on top of my head, number 3 would be weddings for me. A place to go and wear some heat at. Wear some really nice shoes to weddings, really nice sneakers. People use your own dress shoes or whatever. And so to rock a sneaker or whatever is really cool for weddings. And so that's number 3. Number 3 for me. Number 2 is baby showers. I've been to a lot of baby showers in my time. And so I don't, whether it's mine or, my people around me, friends are getting old. So that's where I like to rock them at. And so you don't have to worry about many stains or anything like that, people stepping on your sneakers or anything like that. And so baby showers would be number 2 for me. And number 1 would be birthday parties. Anybody's birthday party, whether it's somebody's crib or anything like that, or maybe just to go out in. Obviously, I don't go out that much, but when I do, people like to go out for their birthdays, like to go to Westport or P&L or however you like. And so definitely like to step out fresh. And just another one that on top of my head, just because I've graduated, I wouldn't mind going to grad parties and wearing heat. I know a couple of people, my partners wore heat to my graduation party. And so I guess I gave y'all 4, but my 3 would be weddings, baby showers, and birthday parties. So that would be my top 3 places that I like to wear my most exclusive heat or expensive sneakers. So AJ, what about you?
I don't have a particular order, but weddings is definitely in one of them. If one day I ever do say, I do jump the broom, I'm going to make sure when I jump it, I'm going to be in something real exclusive when I jump that broom in them. I hope my future wife understands I'm not going to be in no dress shoes, being something. I'm going to be in some 1s or some 11s or something I really want to be in. Another place, though, like high school or like college, like basketball games. I always feel like, if I'm going to, like, especially now, I'm going to watch on my little cousin or something. Because I remember back in the day when I was in high school and I see like the OGs sit on the front row with the new Jordans they got them the day before. I'm like, damn, they clean. What? How they get them shoes? Don't come out till Saturday. It's Friday. I ain't already got them. So right. I'm like, I'm going to say like, it got to be like a basketball event though. Some play, I'm not in the football event in no new shoes, nothing exclusive. Like, no, I can't do that. And for another one, man, because I didn't want to say everything that you were saying. I'm trying to think of something that was like outside of the box. That's like definitely like, I feel like birthdays, like you got to, you know what? Take the bet. I ain't going to lie. Airports. Got to be an airport. When I know I'm going somewhere out of town and I want to step into the, I want to step off the plane in another city, I want to make sure I'm in some, it ain't got to be, exclusive, but it got to be something that's going to catch somebody eye. It got to be like a bright color shoe or something that something that's easy to slip on and off, because, you know, going through airport security is a headache already. So you want to make it something that's nice, that stands out. But I think every time I go to the airport, I think I buy a new pair of shoes, which probably don't make no sense. But still, I think like I know I'm going to another, when I step off the plane in another city, I want to know, like, yeah, I'm here. So I'm going to say, yeah, weddings, basketball events, and airports for me. What about you, Marco?
I'd say number three is probably the mall. Anytime I go to the mall, I'm probably putting on some heat just to kind of show off. I'm gonna purposely go in sneaker stores so that people will be like, oh, look at what he got on. So purposely I'm gonna go into a mall and do that. I'd say probably number two would be like kickbacks or reunions. Anytime you go to a kickback with friends that you hadn't seen in a while, or friends that you hang out with all the time, no matter what it is, or family reunion. So I kind of put those hand in hand together. You want to show off the heat on your feet there. And number one, I'd probably say kind of like AJ, airports and vacations, man. When you go out of town, you kind of want to show people from another city, like, hey, I got some heat too. So watch out now. Shireen, what about you?
You guys are making this so tough. And AJ, you forgot one. You wear a lot of your heat to work.
I mean, yeah, city, I guess, here. You know, so you're right.
You flex, yeah. Okay? When I come in city gear, you don't be half-stepping.
Oh, I can't let my manager outdo me all the time. I gotta let him know. You know, his sales people got some heat too now. He can't be the only one.
Yeah, you don't come in half stepping. Okay, so you forgot a big one, AJ, because you don't be half stepping.
I don't think about that because like Marco said though, like if he come into a shoe store and I'll be wanting to make sure somebody else come walk in the shoe store and they come walk in my store, they'll be like, oh, okay, damn, I didn't come in here clean enough. Okay, I know next time. Like, yeah, they ain't playing in here. Like, that's one thing. I hate walking into a shoe store and, like, somebody trying to sell me shoes and their shoes is just terrible. Like, I'm not. I can't buy no shoes from you because I feel like you don't know what you're talking about.
That's like going into a barbershop and the dude ain't got no haircut. How you going to cut my hair when you look a mess?
Exactly. So I didn't mean to take over that for that little moment, Shireen.
You're fine. I just had to let you know, AJ. You got like four. Right.
Okay, you're right.
But my top three would be my kids' events, like, you know, like sports and stuff like that. I have to be the cool mom. You know, their birthday parties, they get customized shoes every year.
Oh my.
Oh, right. Are you adopting? I need customized shoes for my birthday.
Oh no, I got number three right here cooking. Oh, we're done. But I guess so. It would be like my kids' events. That's number three. Number two would have to be, I guess, the mall. I wouldn't say weddings because I'm always in the wedding and I have to wear a certain type of shoe.
Mm-hmm.
And number one would have to be a sneaker event. Oh, I'm gonna pull out my best of the best, a sneaker convention or like a sneaker event. Those three places for sure. The airport, I never thought of that. Like, dang, I need to quit wearing my Nike slides because I'd be going in there tired and dusty.
I think it's different for women in the airport because I think
I ain't got no bonnet though. I ain't a part of that crew. Don't give me a say with that.
Don't be in a bonnet. Because speaking as if I was a single man, you know, when you go out of town, you want to look good. So like, man gonna talk to women in slides, Crocs, whatever. Long as that thing looking good, long as that poking that thing out, they gonna talk to it. So it don't matter what they in, but ain't no woman gonna turn around and talk to no man in some slides and a Croc in the airport. They gonna look at him like he crazy.
I'm dead.
well, y'all are wild. There you have it. I do like the mall going in, like the sneaker places. Like, yeah, for employees that work there, like last time I went there one Toke Park Mall and went to Foot Locker. It was years ago. I had some, one of the mofos, they had Crocs on. Like, what you doing with Crocs on? You can't tell me that with no Crocs on. What are we doing here? I know you're trying to be comfortable, but I can't buy nothing from here. You can't tell me something. Is there something that, that you're looking for? Yeah, motherfucker, something for you. Because it's something for you. That is true, man. That is true. That is true. Listen, if you work at a sneaker store, please come correct. Because, you're right. Like, now I think about it. I don't have no time for that. You can't tell me nothing. What are we doing here? Right. Well, where's your manager?
I want to talk to the manager.
I want to talk to the manager right now. Exactly. Get this dusty mofo out of my face. But yeah, good topic. Good black on black crime. See what happens when stuff just come off the top of my head. Wham, bam. Yeah. Thank you, ma'am. And then speaking of wham, bam, let's go over to Marco Freeman with the gift segment. Our favorite segment, you guys, is the citizens' favorite segment. And so we'll get into it. We'll get it cracking. Marco, it's on you, boss. Or mayor. All right. Let me say mayor. My bad.
Let's get it right.
Mayor Marco. Mayor Marco Freeman. Say that five times.
Right.
That's his new name.
All right. So, everybody, welcome to Gifts. Gotta have them flip from trash or sleep for cheap. Sneakers releasing this week are going to be between 7/10 and 7/15s. Release dates are subject to change, so please don't hold us to them. First shoe up on the list is dropping on 7/10 this Saturday. Is going to be the Air Jordan 3 Racer Blue for $190. These shoes kind of feature like the traditional Jordan 3 colorway for the most part, with the all white upper, blue around like the midsole, the Racer Blue color around the midsole. You got the Racer Blue on like the ankle collar of the shoe. You have a Racer Blue Jumpman on the heel tab, white leather throughout the whole upper, a little bit of gray leather around like the upper laces, some blue Racer Blue eyelets around the bottom of the laces there, Racer Blue Jumpman, Racer Blue sock liner, and elephant print around the toe and the heel. Which the elephant print on this shoe kind of looks a little weird, in my opinion. It doesn't look like the traditional elephant print. I don't know what they did on this shoe, but it almost looks cheap to me, in my opinion. I mean, I could be wrong. Somebody might like the way that it looks, but to me, the way that they did the elephant print on this shoe, it looks a little cheap. But I digress. This shoe is okay. It's not the true blue. Is not like a military blue or anything like that. To me, these are flippers. And that's just the way it is. These are flippers to me. Blaze, what's your thoughts?
Sleep for cheap. It looks like the same kind of material for the true blues. And that material was, the true blue material was awful. And so the reason why they bumped that price up, because it had Nike Air on that ass, and this one doesn't. So why waste your time with this? Why waste your time with this unless you didn't get the true blues? So they're asleep for cheap. Obviously they won't be sitting in stores, but if they were sitting in stores for a pretty good price, I'd snag them. But why don't you just go up and spend a couple extra dollars for those true blue threes? And why even entertain yourself with these? And so these are kind of just to throw people off in the month of July. And so people going to catch L's anyway. And so I'm hating on the people that are going to catch L's on this Racer Blue. So all in all, they are a sleeper cheap for me. AJ, what about you?
I'm with you. I was thinking flip like Marco would say, but I'm like, nah, I really don't think they're going to really, like, I don't think nobody really going to want to, like, buy them over retail. Like, boom. I think you're going to get your money back or less. Because I don't know what it is about it. It's just like, it doesn't do nothing for me. Like, but I think I get it just because I like three. So it's like one of them shoes. Like, if I sleep, I have it just to say I have it, just to put on one day. Like, it'll be one of the shoes I forget I really have. And like, you know what? Oh, dang, I'm going to throw this on one day. Like, so it definitely be a sleeper cheap for me. What about you, Ms. Shireen?
I agree with you 1,000,000%. I feel like this is just a weak color wave. There's no Nike Air on that ass. I just feel like, I think it's going to be a sleeper cheap for me. I don't think that you'll be able to flip them. They're going to be under retail. Mark my words. You'll be finding them at the Nike outlet for me. I'm okay with that. These just look like, I don't know. I don't, Marco, is there a story behind this color wave? Like, it's just, I'm like, give me something else. What you got, Marco? I'm like,
Yeah, nothing to say behind this. It's kind of, it almost reminds me of those ones that just came out, like those red, the Hawaiian Punch Lemon Berry Squeeze Jordan 1s, as Blaze call them. They just like a throwaway colorway that they just said, oh, yeah, let's throw that out there.
I'm like, what else you got, Marco? Usually you have an elaborate story, you make it sound good. Come on, Mayor, yeah. Give me something. Yeah.
I got nothing for you on this one.
Yeah, I don't want to be disrespectful, but yeah, it looked like, well, who mommy and daddy low-key passed away and they just want to pay tribute to this or something like that. Ooh. You know, the kind of something.
Yo, low-key, low-key, this will probably be the shirt that people will wear with airbrushed t-shirts that the whole family got at the reunion. This looks like the typical 4th of July shoe they should have had come out before the 4th of July. You already know how that goes.
Yeah, it definitely would have sold. They would have brought that before the 4th.
Hell yeah.
It sure would. It does look like a hood sneaker, like low key RIP Nipsey Blue. They, you know, all they got their family sizes and all them with the spray t-shirts or whatever.
The tall tee spray t-shirt, the yup in my white tee spray. Yes.
When I see you again.
But to give y'all what the citizen said about these, A lot of people are liking these or want to flip these, I guess, because 81% of people said gotta have them or flip them, and only 19% of people said trash or sleep for cheap on these. So not a lot of people agreeing with the city council here that you know that this was you know, a sleeper or a flipper here. I think a lot of people are actually wanting to go after these. So yeah. Moving on to the next shoe, also dropping on 7/10, and that release date is really shaky because it's not on sneakers, which you would think a shoe like this would be on sneakers. I don't know if it's like an exclusive or something that's going to be on certain sites, but it's the Air Jordan 5 Kai 54, which is going to be the 2021 version of this shoe. Also didn't see an exact price point, so I'm kind of guessing here, since it's a collab, that it's going to be $200. That sounds about right for a Jordan 5 collab, $200 to $225, somewhere around there. These kind of remind me of like a, almost like a, similar to the Fire Reds, honestly, with a few like added things, because you got like the red outsole on the bottom, the clear red outsole, where you would normally have the icy outsole. Behind the netting there, you have the Kai logo on the mid panel. You have the Kai logo on the heel of the shoe instead of the Jumpman or the Nike Air. You also have the black shark fin and the white and black midsole, all white leather upper. You have red eyelets for the laces. And then on the laces, you have, I believe, Kai symbols on there as well, along with the traditional Fire Red silver tongue, 3M silver tongue, with the red Jumpman on them as well. Once again, these just aren't a shoe that I would be like, I gotta have. I'm gonna say sleep for cheap on these, because I don't think that these are gonna flip either, to be honest. Even though I said flip on the other one, I mean maybe they might flip because they're a collab, but to me, they're not anything special. Blaze, what you think?
I gotta have them. I think they're pretty sleek, in my honest opinion. I'm very curious on like the shoestrings of them. What kind of like materials on those shoestrings? Kai 54s, they usually have something special about them. Once again, we talk about special with the threes, not special with the threes, it's something special about these. It's right. And then I'm very curious. These are a nice little sleek deal. I like the color patterns in them. So they're pretty dope, and there's something that would take away from me putting on my Fire Red 5s too much. This Fire Red 5s are one of my grail sneakers, so I'm not going to be wearing them that much. And so this is a great alternative for them. So I like them. I'm very curious on another colorway they'll put out, because Kai's, they always put out more than one colorway of a sneaker. So if they're gonna do the fives, I wonder what other colorway. But looking at the beginnings of this looks pretty dope. Probably a strikeout, but these Kai 54s are nice, sleek, and simple for me. So got to have them if I can get my hands on them. What about you, AJ?
I'm flipping these because I just feel people gonna want to buy them just because the name of it. I don't think it's nothing to do with how it look. Like, I'm with you. I like how it look. I mean, it's still kind of plain look to me. Like, it don't have nothing that like pops, that stands out. Like you said, the laces may do something like when you see them in person, but I just feel like it's a white and red shoe with a little black in it. Like, but it got that name on it, so therefore I'm gonna flip them. So these straight flip city for me. What about you, Ms. Shireen?
Flip city, like we were just talking about shoes with like that. I'm trying to usually Mark could sell me a shoe over the phone, but this, but I'm just like, but then like you said, the name itself is gonna sell the shoe.
Mm-hmm.
So if I got my hands on these, I'd definitely flip them. You would make your money back tenfold. I'm trying to be like Marco out here making wheels and deals. Right. You know, I'm gonna be like him when I grow up. It's a flipper for me.
I forgot to add in this added detail. So the laces and the sock liner are actually drawing from African and Parisian heritage, which is it's a kente cloth print in the liner, the insoles, and the laces there. So there is something special there with the special print there. So
Got that coming to America box. There you go, boy. I'm in my red carpet with my Kai 54s, huh? Seeing Eddie Murphy and Arsenio Hall in them tanks.
Right.
Yes, Lord.
And to give y'all what the citizens thought, 42% of people said gotta have them or flip them, and 58% of people said trash or sleep for cheap. So maybe a lot of people are feeling like, yeah, these are just too similar to the Fire Red Fives, like we said already, that they just like, I ain't gotta have those. So moving on to next shoe, once again, another shoe dropping on 7/10. I think it's our
what
first
did the
time
people
ever
say about those? Really quick.
I just gave it to you.
Just kidding. Sorry.
You good.
Pregnancy brain. I could have swore I heard it, but I wasn't sure.
You good drinking over there, Sheriff.
She's been drinking, people. She's been drinking so far.
You good over there, Sheriff. But to give y'all the next shoe up on the list, it's also dropping on 7/10. It is the Adidas Don issue number 3 in the Jazz colorway. This is our first time ever discussing the Donovan Mitchell signature shoe here from Adidas. This shoe is basically paying homage to, it looks like, all the different colorways of the Jazz team colors over the years, as you have like that color vibe from like their 90s colorways back in the day. You got a little bit of yellow from their early 90s and early 80s in there as well. And you got that turquoise and, of course, the traditional purple that they've always had there, except for when they were in New Orleans. When they were the New Orleans Jazz, they had the green and yellow, but that's a different story for a different day. For people that are historians of the game, they know that. These are going to be $110. But like I said, on the midsole there, you actually have like this little squiggly zigzag type of design that basically fades from turquoise to purple to yellow. You have a mainly white midsole. It looks like you got a clear outsole on the bottom of the shoe. You have his logo on the tongue, which is a spider because he's known as Spider-Man. All purple upper, which looks like it's like a mesh type of material. You have a little bit of leather around like the lace lining. You have a crazy print throughout the whole upper. I don't really know what that is. It looks cool. I'm not going to lie about that. You got a turquoise or turquoise pull tab on the back of the shoe. You got the three stripes towards the heel of the shoe. You got the number 3 kind of on the inside of the tongue there, kind of hiding. You got to pull out the tongue and you'll see the number 3 there. These are definitely a hooping shoe. not a lifestyle shoe. So if you were hooping, you'll probably go for something like this. But me being a lifestyle guy, I'm going to say that these are trash.
Not your hoop, Place. Marco.
No, not anymore. I hadn't hooped in probably 5 years.
These are a sleeper cheap for me. These are just hooping for hooping purposes. I've got my thoughts about Utah in general, just being a black man living in America, but I heard it's a beautiful place. So just with that, with the Jazz anyway, I kind of feel some type of way, but yeah, these are sleep for cheap. And honestly, these make me want to get some shorts like AJ thigh high, like John Stockton, to get in the defensive stance low key. So these are definitely basketball purposes, definitely not lifestyle. And so, in a couple of years when Donovan Mitchell becomes a Knick, I may entertain getting these sneakers. But other than that, I'm going to leave that to what it's for. But sleeper cheap at the end of the day. Let me stop rambling. AJ, what you thinking?
I'm with you with sleeper cheap. It's like, I want to like one of his Adidas shoes, but I'm just like, I just like him as a player. You know how you like somebody as a player so much? Like, you know, I feel like I'm supporting him if I buy a shoe.
Right.
Like one of these shoes, I'm gonna buy one of them. I don't know which one, but because they definitely gonna be in Adidas outlet here real soon. So
no doubt.
But it's definitely gonna be a sleeper cheap. Donovan and Adidas team. Yeah, I see y'all trying. Y'all get a little bit better. Yeah, every pair, y'all get a little bit better. They better than the ones and twos, in my opinion. So I feel like they're going in the right direction with it. So I'm gonna say sleeper cheap, and I'm sure in a different colorway, they probably look a little bit better. So that's what I got. What about you, Ms. Shireen?
I agree. Like, AJ, we've never, like, in, like, this season agreed so much.
Right.
I don't know. But I agree. I feel like the shoe is going towards something, but this shoe is just ain't it. Like, we're headed towards something great, but I think this shoe is trash. I'm not a hooper. I would never claim to be one. If I put these on, I'd look like I was trying to hoop, and I know I have no coordination. whatsoever. But yeah, like maybe the four will be like their kicker or the five, but not yet. They're on to something great, just not great for my pockets. So yeah,
I got you. When they come in to do this outlet, they're gonna be on sale for 50% off of 80 or probably. They're gonna
shout out to the DA.
All right, you know, I got you.
Yeah, so these, according to the citizens of Kick City, 16% of people said, gotta have them or flip them.
Oh, wow.
And 84% of people said trash or sleeper cheap. And to give y'all the exact numbers on that, only 7 people voted for these as part of that. That lower percentage there. 7 people made up that 16. So not a whole lot of people really like those. And that's out of 45 people. So just to give you an idea there.
That's tough.
Right. We try to talk good about it. Like, I feel bad.
I think it's like you said, we all like Donovan Mitchell as a player, but those shoes
just ain't not there it. For us.
Those ain't
right.
Keep trying, guys. Keep going.
So moving on to our next sneaker up on the list. It is the Nike Air Max 90 Legacy. These are dropping on 7/14, and they will be $140. In my humble opinion, these are grandma's quilt Air Max 90s, because that's what they look like. Oh, that's what they look like. It looks like that quilt that's been passed down from years to years.
Don't be that guy.
It's really comfortable. I mean, it's a nice blanket, but you know, it's been hand stitched and hand quilted together and pieced together, because it looks like a quilt here. I mean, you have 6 different materials on this shoe. So, and that's a lot. I mean, it really looks like it's been pieced together. You have Velcro on the back of the shoe where you can remove the back tab, which is cool. But like I said, 6 different materials on the back throughout the shoe, where you have some bright red shades, you have tan leathers, stuff is loose, you got distress stitching, stuff to just fill in blanks. I mean, it's it's really a piece of work there. Got a white midsole. I mean, these are most definitely different. Let's put it that way. They're different. You definitely have like some suede in the shoe. You have like, it looks like you have some canvas in the shoe. You got like some neoprene. You got Velcro, like I said, on the back tab. Which the Velcro one, the right shoe actually has like a strawberry tag that's removable. And then the left shoe has like a wheel of Nike signs on the left side. The outsole is like this kind of like tan color with red and green around the toe, and then green or red kind of towards the back of the shoe. Like I said, these are very different. Lots of different materials here. I don't think that these are trash because they are different. But I'm going to say sleeper sheep. I don't think that this is nothing that I'm running to Sneakers app and saying, I got to get these on 714. If they end up on that red tag special and I can get them for a low price, that'd be something cool to add just to say, hey, I got these. These are different because not a lot of people, I think, are going after these. But it's nothing that I'm running to get. Blaze, what are your thoughts?
I like them a lot. I like everything about them. They're pretty dope. I like the material around them. Shout out to Catherine K. Cruitt, my grandmother. She wrapped me up something nice when I was younger. And so these definitely give me warm vibes, but Bumbleclot Nike. And I blame Shireen for this. I blame Mama Fiend, Mama Blitzkrieg for this, because she told them mofos to just keep them in women's size so a Negro like me can't get a pair. Bumbleclot Nike. Damn it, Shireen, that said she did the hater vibes. I know she probably like them, and she's going to end up copping, and I'm kind of hot right now. I low-key, well, I can't say got to have them. I guess got to have them there in my size. Let's get that out the way for commercial purposes or for the show purposes, but damn it Shireen, why women size in these? I like these a lot.
It's hot.
I'm on my Air Max 5s and I'm kind of hot right now. These are pretty dope, so yeah, gotta have them. Can't get them, damn it, Mama Blitzkrieg. I blame you, Nike. Then Bumbleclot Nike then did it to me again. AJ, what about you?
I mean, just flip them, man. Just get them and flip them. Just get them in your hand, hold them, feel the material, feel how nice it is, feel the 17 different things they stitched on there to make the shoe happen. And then, you know, flip them. You know, they'll flip. They're definitely a good flip for me. I didn't, you know, I'm not a big Air Max 90 person, as y'all already know. I feel like they got way too much going on. I don't know who in the design room had this much time to think about who was stitching all this stuff together, because that's probably why they won 40, because it took them 140 hours to stitch them or something. I don't know. that just got way too much going on. You could have sprayed different colors on there instead of stitching all these.
Not sprayed.
They could have done something. Yep, I don't care.
See, that's why you didn't make them, because you wouldn't have made them with love.
Thank you.
Exactly.
These were made with love.
Just lazy.
I would have been airbrushing, drawing. I would have been taping all over and airbrushing in between the tape lines. That's how it would have worked.
Like a woman that likes to have sex on her back only. Lazy you are there, buddy. Lazy.
Yeah.
It's hot tonight, boys.
Hold on, I'm mad. Yes, I like these things a lot. Yes, lazy.
Hey, you know what?
I'm real angry at you. Yes, sir.
Since they stitched them, they could probably cut the back of it out, stitch a couple more feet on them, and then you have you a pair.
I ain't talking to you no more.
Buy you four pair of them.
About four pair.
Cut them up, stitch them up, and there you go. you have it.
It's hot in here tonight, guys.
I gotta have Kunta Kinte Pete for these legacy Air Maxes. Is that what you're saying?
So I'm sorry to say, I said all that to say this. There'll be a flip for me.
So I'll flip them. What about you, Miss Ray?
Who is hot? Like, you know, they say if it's too hot, stay out the kitchen. I think I just creeped out the kitchen when Blaze started talking. I'm like, let me just, you know, I'm like, you know what? I'm just back out of this argument. I ain't got no skin in this game. Whew, that came out of nowhere.
I'm just saying, you know, I go on the sneakers app. I'm like, oh, man, these are kind of dope. Yeah, let me get the notification on for them. Is it just women's? Is it just men's? Goes to men's up size 10 and a, 10 and a half. Can they not get extended sizes in these? Come on. Come on. So
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I blame you. You don't want to blame.
But these are a gotta have for me.
Bang, get them, girl. Bang, get them. Right. Bang, bang, man, get them.
Pew, pew.
Get them.
Can you imagine what that box looks like, though?
Right.
Oh, yeah. I give you that one.
Right. That box is probably fire. Yes, it looks like somebody's old quilt that's been passed down from generation to generation, but shit, I'll pass it down to my generation. These are mine. Mm-hmm. I love them. Mm-hmm. Gotta have. Fire. Shout out to Marco. Like, when I was like, he was describing them, I was like, I was looking at them, but he just made me go back and research. Like, let me go see the magicalness that he is seeing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the back of it, though, how it looks like it's cut off. You know how, like, the backs of the shoes are, like, sewn in, you know? I don't like that. Like, it has, like, the foam sticking out. That part, yeah. I do not like.
Right.
I don't like that part. It looks unfinished to AJ's point, but AJ... Marco, yeah, don't you ever let him customize no shoes. It's a wrap. he's not the type of guy you want to go into business with when he goes customizing shoes.
And honestly, Shireen, you might get one of those lazy boxes with this shoe because it is 20% recycled materials here. So,
that brown box, that brown, doesn't have the paper in it.
No paper in it.
Yeah, so I'm probably gonna get one of those boxes with this.
That's a good point.
So, with that being said, you're probably not gonna get a special box. But anyway, giving y'all what the citizens of Kick City said here, 46% of people said gotta have them or flip them. And 54% of people said trash or sleep for cheap. So probably the most even shoe that we've had tonight. And I forgot to say, actually, those Velcro tabs, it's not two separate tabs on each shoe. It's actually two sets of tabs that you have there. So you have a set of each of those tabs that I described earlier.
There you go.
So, yeah, good luck on those. Those are probably going to be limited. Last shoe we have up on the list is dropping on 7/15. It is the Nike Air Max 97. I said Silver Bullet, but that is incorrect because the Silver Bullets are something else. So sorry, citizens, your mayor put the wrong thing on the description there. I went with what I was given, so sorry, my apologies. We're just gonna call these the Silver Metallics, I guess. I don't know what to call them. It is kind of like the Silver Bullet, but instead of the red that you would have on the Silver Bullet, you substitute that with purple on these. The rest of it is just like the Silver Bullet. So that's probably why I saw Silver Bullet and just went with that. These are going to be $170. But like I said, if everybody knows what the Silver Bullet looks like, you know what these shoes look like. All silver upper on the Air Max 97. Classic Air Max 97 materials where you have the leather, the mesh, the 3M material throughout the whole shoe, the pull tabs on the tongue, the pull tab on the heel, black sock liner, purple swoosh in the middle panel there, and then you have purple air units, and then black and white outsole on the shoe. Honestly, I like these. I really do. I'd say gotta have them on these for me. Blaze, what's your thoughts?
Sleep for cheap. Only reason why I sleep for cheap because I don't have the Silver Bullet, so I might as well try to grab up and get these first. I like the simple material. Lord knows I love me some purple. yeah, just sleep for cheap for me. 97, Air Max 97 is cool, but now that you put Silver Bullet on it, all I can think about is Silver Bullet. So I blame the mayor for this mistake, because all I can see is Silver Bullet in my head for these. But Sleeper Cheap, if they were in the Nike outlet or something like that, it'd be a smooth, quick grab. So yeah, Sleeper Cheap for these silver purple bullets. So
AJ, bullets.
Bullets. Yeah,
bullets.
Yes, yes, French. I'm French. Fancy tings. Fancy tings.
These I gotta have. I have the Silver Bullets, but I like my Silver Bullets, but I like this purple like a little bit better. Like, I know the Silver Bullets is like a classic original, but I like the purple probably better than the red. So nice. you know I am a Laker fan. I'm probably biased to that, but you know, I might be shifting over to the Sun. So shout out to Deep Book and them. You know, I'm a Deep Book. I like Deep Book. I can't help
it. Don't be a bandwagoner though, man. You're gonna sound like a bandwagoner right now.
I might. You know what? I might. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm wherever Deep Book go, I might be following him. Okay. I'm a big. I like the boy good. Okay. That light skinned boy good.
That boy good. Telling you, man. Them light skinned people. Sometimes they like Super Saiyans around here, like them and Steph. My goodness.
Exactly.
Powers unite up in this motherfucker.
Right. So you know, I can rock with my Deep Book jersey, but that'd be another day.
Sun shorts, AJ. The Valley joints.
I don't know about the Valley joints, but I don't know if I'm gonna be in it. I don't want to be in a shorts and a jersey. Like, I'm too old for that. I feel like he's a certain age. You can't wear the matching shorts and jersey together. True. Like, not if you over like 25, I think you got to cut it out. Yeah, like, you can't do it. You can't.
I think 25 is too old to still be wearing something like that. I think you over 15, you don't need to be.
Oh, you did. I mean, Marco's crowded tonight.
You know how you be. You know, you might be in college. You might want to rock the whole fitted when you're in college. No. Like, that's my boy. Okay.
Once you're off your parents' insurance, you don't need to be wearing jerseys. That's just Tom. That's just my opinion.
That's kind of.
It is. That's kind of had too much. Once you're off your parents' insurance, that's enough. Okay.
I think you can wear jerseys, but don't wear the whole set.
That's just too much.
Right. Yeah. But yeah, so I definitely got to have them. I want them. I need them. Hopefully I can get them. Shireen, what about you?
I like them. I wondered, Marco, do they come in my size or is this just a men's shoe before I start getting to how much I like them?
Mm-hmm. I think it's a men's shoe. I'm not sure if then it's coming in full family. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course Blaze would be on that bandwagon. F you, Blaze. And the 97s you rode in on.
I cared about those legacies. Okay.
Purple shoes no more. I don't care no more. I'm mad. How about that?
Put on like two pairs of socks. You can fit them. Maybe three.
I have like two pairs of shoes that are like a 7.5, a pair of my flu games and a pair of 23s. Yeah, they look silly. I'm not. I take that back. Other shoes that run small in men's, Huaraches. I will wear a men's Huarache in a heartbeat because they run very, very small. Right. Other than that, no. So these are, Sleeper Cheap for me. That's all I can do with these things because I don't think they're worth flipping and I can't have them.
I figure both of our K-State alums there would be very happy with this shoe.
This shoe's got me fucked up. I can't get them.
I heard that explicit language. I heard that explicit language.
Say it with your chest. But to give y'all what the citizens said about these, can't forget about the citizens. 62% of people said gotta have them or flip them, and 38% of people said trash or sleep for cheap. So a lot of people like them, some people don't. You know, it is what it is there. But that is going to round out gifts for the week. I'm gonna throw it back over to the DA. Mr. AJ to close out the show.
Definitely am your DA. So, you know, we'll talk more about that. I think we did a great job tonight, fellas and lady. Appreciate everybody listening. Don't forget, But we still got gift cards we out here giving out to people.
Because hey, I'm trying still, to see. We do, but I mean, I guess nobody wants to give us a review, so.
Yeah,
I'm
just
saying.
Nothing
free.
I just thought to make sure y'all still know it's out there, you know. Just know, if you hear this episode, go back 2 episodes and you find out how this works. But, you know, it ain't that hard to do. So, well, what I'm about to say, I'm about to let everybody shout out their social media. But first and foremost, follow Kick_City913 on Instagram. Please, if you don't follow, don't listen. I don't even know if that makes sense. But you know what? That's how I said it. Because if you listen, that means you follow. That's how I feel. So therefore, tell somebody else to make sure that they, matter of fact, text somebody. Send them the link. You know, just surprise them. Just send 5 people the link in your phone, okay? And I'll buy you a shot next time I see you out. That's how we're gonna do. You know, if you see the DA out here in the streets somewhere, if I see that you follow, you like, you comment, your shot is on me. I'm gonna say it like I'm gonna put it out there, but make sure that you heard it. So you gotta tell me that you heard it on what episode you heard it. That's out. It's only gonna be 5. The first 5 people I see though. So if you have 5, then I can't help you. The DA ain't gonna be feeling that good that day. So definitely follow the Snapchat too at AJJ_KickCity913. You can follow me. You can follow my personal page on Instagram, AJJ_Almighty. Marco, where can they find you at?
You can find my personal page, MB The Remix, on IG. I am DAMB2 Experience on Twitter, Mark Boyce on Facebook. We also have the Kick City Podcast on Facebook group. And then, of course, follow the Kick City IG page, which is Kick_City913 on IG. And as the mayor, I am not giving out shots, so don't come to me if y'all want a free shot. But do give us a review and send us a screenshot, and we might have a gift card for you. So we still have 7 of those. So for those of you listening, give us a review. We might get a gift card. But Blaze, I'm gonna throw it over to you, our commissioner.
Basically follow me on Instagram, my personal page, LuckyLefty31 on IG. Shout out to the people that are giving us shouts on IG. We're getting close to 1,000 followers. So I think that's a big deal. So it's really cool. So appreciate y'all so much. And obviously come over while you're following us on IG. Going over and follow us on Twitter. We're on Twitter @City_Kick. And when it comes to the commissioner and shots, I'll just say this. Bottles on me as long as I could drink it. And I'll end it like that. Shireen, go ahead. Where can they find you and Kick City at?
Well, you can find me, the Sheriff of Kick City, on Instagram. Kick_City913. You can also find me at Miss_SneaksFiend_. And to tag along into what the mayor said, I'm not buying no shots. You can do as we said, and you can screenshot and send it to us. At this point in my life, I am nowhere where shots are being poured. So leave that to AJ. You know, if I were you, since he said that, pick out the most expensive one, since he didn't say there was no limit. So go on ahead with y'all's bad selves and hit up the DA.
Hey. Okay, there's a limit. Okay, there's a cap on that. You ain't getting no 1942 out of me. No Louis the 13 or nothing. They ain't got that no club around here. I ain't worried about it. We getting J-Mo and your nose. So, that's going to close out episode 13 of season 2, number 33 in all, I should say. Appreciate y'all, the citizens. Hey, I hope y'all enjoyed it. This is the DA, and I'm out. Oh.